representatives from the United States and other major donor nations meet in Brussels today to discuss strategies to pay for the reconstruction of Iraq. The Bush administration says it's counting on substantial efforts from other nations, some of which oppose the U.S.-led war to topple Saddam Hussein, to help foot a bill expected to run into the tens of billions of dollars. Wednesday's meeting will lay the groundwork for a larger donors conference set for Madrid in October, where State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the Bush administration expects
to get people to give a substantial amount, to come forward with amounts that they might not otherwise give.
Paul Bremer, the top American official in Iraq, has said the cost is expected to run into the tens of billions of dollars, a figure that members of Congress say cannot be met without significant help from other nations. Joe Biden is the senior Democrat on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee.
We have to lead the rest of the world into putting incredible resources into Iraq now to get it up and running.
But in exchange for contributions of aid, potential donors want the United States to hand over some control of the reconstruction process, as well as the awarding of lucrative contracts. The Washington Post reports American efforts to get other nations to help pay for Iraqi reconstruction are running into trouble because of concerns about security and opposition to unilateral American control of the reconstruction process.
Fighting the war required one type of coalition, but building the peace will require a much broader coalition.
Joanna Mendelson Foreman is with the UN Foundation, an independent group that supports the United Nations.
But now we need to find a mechanism and a roadmap so that people who want to participate and rebuild Iraq, which I think we all want it to succeed for the sake of the Iraqi people, to open their pocketbooks and their hearts.
At the same time, the Bush administration is also working to draft a new United Nations resolution that would allow countries that oppose the war to contribute troops under a UN mandate, provided those troops remain under overall American command. Nick Simeone, VOA News in Washington.